GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
No, I know. Some of our interviews have gone long during the Newsmakers Hour, and we haven't had time for what tees you off. But Lee Speronis, if you're up for this, and are you up for this, sir?
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay, do you want to take the calls coming in on line one or line two as we do this? You make your choice, one or two.
I like line one.
Okay, you're going to take line one. I'm going to take line two, and we're going to do a super-sized edition of You Know What right now.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
Okay, 1-800-966-1039 is the telephone number. 1-800-966-1039. You call in and
have at a big fella.
You let us know what tees you off. There you go, Lee. There's line one right there.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
And they hung up.
Oh,
unbelievable.
I scared him.
Oh, my word. The nerve, the unmitigated gall.
Oh, my God. It was awful.
Try line two right there, Lee.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
That woman that called me a drunk. I only had a half pint of Fireball.
Awesome. Oh, 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. What tees you off?
Morning, boys.
There's Papa Bear. There's Papa Bear. It's so good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. You know, while we're all salivating, waiting for these checks of free money to come in, and the old adage of not looking at a gift horse in the mouth, I'd still like to know where this money is coming from. Did we find a $2 trillion lockbox somewhere?
There you go, raining on everyone's parade.
Well,
someone's been cashing my check, says Papa Bear.
It's coming from the Ukraine.
Caller, hi. The George Helbrick Tyler Show. Lee Speronis has a question for you.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Well, how come George isn't reporting from Florida? It'd be interesting.
Because he's, if you follow him on the Facebook, as my dad still calls it, he's sitting too busy taking pictures of an empty beach. That's why. I let the man have his vacation. Caller, hi, GHRT. You're on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, and 95.1 in Rockland. What tees you off?
Jim Morris trying to steal Donald Trump's hairstyle.
1-800-966-1039.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Out-of-state flight. At this time of year, not though.
You know, I talked with my mom and dad. They're snowbirds in Florida, spending my inheritance slowly. And my dad had a question. So we're ready to drive home to Aroostook County. But are they allowed to drive through New York? Are they allowed to drive through Massachusetts?
Drive around.
Take the long way, Dad.
Take the long way.
Lee, there's line one right there for you.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning. I'd like to get Mr. Rick Tyler behind the woodshed. If I was his mother, he'd be there today. For the way you interviewed that poor man last week, you can't expect him to know when this stuff is going to get over with or what's going to happen. You sounded like a damn Democrat on MSNBC. And oh, by the way, I'm coming down to Machias. We're going to finish off that fifth.
You made him cry.
Who did I interview that I almost brought someone to tears last week?
It wasn't when I was with you.
Caller, lady, would you press redial? Because I want to know who you're talking to. I know Miles Theman and I had a great stirring debate this week.
Yeah.
About whether or not other cities should embrace what then Bangor had done and then Brunswick had done. And this happened before set it down. But I wonder if that's what she's talking about. Who did I browbeat to tears? She's going to take me behind the woodshed.
I think that's kind of funny.
Okay. Line one right there for you, Lee.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
What tees me off is that, you know, the Kennedy National Center of Performing Arts is getting $25 million. Who's going to be going? It's everything locked down.
He's got a point.
1-800-966-1039. Clearing the lines. All right, lady. Lady, call back and let me know what the deal was. I'm going to go to the text line. Let's find out what is texting people off this morning, Lee, if you'd like. This person writes, what texts me off? Politicians, parenthetically king, who claim Republican need oversight. No. Politicians who claim Republicans need oversight while they filled the bill with their social dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go. This person, what texts me off? I'm a trash man. People put their bag of trash in the can upside down untied.
Ugh.
Grab the bag, tie it, then throw it in the trash. Gotcha. Okay.
I'm with him. That's terrible. How okay. did you do that?
I want to describe this. What texts them off is this image that they show, okay?
Yeah.
It's two men's feet, okay, right. in a shower. One is standing behind the other, and there's a bar of soap in front of the first one. Written by the bar of soap, it says $1,000 check. And then the first set of feet, it says American taxpayers. And after that, it says IRS 2021. So if you can figure out the point they're making right there.
Let's move on.
Okay. Caller, hi. Lee's got a question for you.
Thank God you called. Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
What tees me off is when I witness someone who has not been practicing the push-away drills for their entire life decides to adjust a dingleberry with their bare hand at the gas pump.
It's time to come out swinging. Come out swinging. For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
I had to let that one go early. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Apologies, Marty and Monmouth. This person writes to us, but texts me off. I'm a courier, and I can't get hand sanitizer because it's sold out everywhere. By the way, if I can share this with you, each day for Sutherland Weston, our mail is on hold. My job when I'm done here is to go fetch the mail down at the post office. And I'm coming in. I've got my 6 feet. I hand sanitize before I go in. I've got a little tiny piece of paper with the address, so I hand it to them. And they know. We got the routine going. Show my driver's license, okay? And the woman says to me, going to paraphrase, would you please, please tell people to stop bringing their letters to us, licking the stamps in front of us, putting them on the stamp, and then handing them to us, okay? They're insistent about this, Lee. They said, look, it's your letter will get where it's going just as fast if you put it in the big blue box in front of your building or down the street from your house. Don't come in and lick your stamps in front of us, put it on the stamp, and then hand us the envelope.
I haven't bought a stamp that needed licking in probably 10 years. They're all in rolls. I didn't even know that still happened.
What texts me off is that Jobs ad where Sarah goes to outer space. Oh, we like that one. You just went too far, caller. Caller, hi. Lee Spronis has got a question for you.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Yes, that I couldn't self-quarantine in July on my pontoon boat.
I suppose you could take her out now on the ice. Pontoons probably glide right. Well, you're probably better off than a lot of people who still got their ice shack out on Pusha. Because that's going to come crashing through if it ain't already off the ice, but your pontoon will still float. Caller, hi, GHRT. You dialed the number. You tell us what tees you off.
Tease me off when your guest host thanks you for cutting me off short.
I'm sorry that I cut you off short, but once you got to Dingleberry, then I was ready to go. Line one is all yours, Lee.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
HR5717.
Do your research at home. What texts me off is you giving us a visual of a dirty meme. And that guy saying dingleberries while I'm trying to have my first sip of coffee.
Oh, I apologize.
Line two is all you, Lee.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Well, right, people stop complaining.
Stop the
they
music.
Have to stay in for 2 weeks.
Hang on a second. Stop
I've
the music.
I've been staying in for almost 2 months, and they tell me I have to stay in longer with this pneumonia.
Hang on a second.
I like that crap.
Margie, tell us how you're doing. We stop the music because we
want
to hear
I'm
from
better.
You.
It's just the breathing. I'd rather cut my finger. I'd rather have a cane. Anything. So if people are okay, they're healthy, God, don't complain. You know? Because I haven't gone to stores or anything. I haven't gone anywhere.
Margie, let us ask you this, because as one physician told us, this COVID-19 thing is like it's like having pneumonia on steroids, okay? And I just want to make sure that you know, you just got pneumonia. You don't have COVID-19, right?
No, I had gone to the emergency at the end of January, and no, I've got pneumonia. They tested me and everything, no. But I haven't gone to China. I haven't gone anywhere.
All right.
No, but just stay happy and stay healthy. And if you're in there 3 weeks, don't get aggravated. You know, as long as you're healthy, that's all that counts.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.